How about this?
They call me Dr. John.
Dr. John Cooper Clark, that is, and you're listening to James Shakeshaft on vinyl.
Some other.
Revival.
Good evening and welcome to episode 20 of the Vinyl Revival with me, James Shakeshaft. Nothing's changed, that's still the same. Episode 20, somewhat of a milestone, some might say. Opening the show there, you just heard Mr. Mustafa, composed by Alexandra Desplat, used in Wes Anderson's Grand Budapest Hotel. Now, something that I've wanted to do for some time on the Vinyl Revival is base the episode around a featured film director, because as you know, I'm a big fan of the use of music in film, so that's exactly what I've done for you today. An Easter treat. So I've created an hour of both music, score and soundtrack drawn from the films of one of my favourite directors, and if you haven't guessed already, for those of you not on social media, the director and writer in discussion is Mr. Wes Wales Anderson, born May 1st, 1969 in Houston, Texas. Renowned for his distinctive landscape visuals and narrative delivery. Whether you're watching The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, Fantastic Mr. Fox, The Moonrise Kingdom, or his latest film that mopped up the BAFTAs, The Grand Budapest Hotel. It's the mixture of score and soundtrack used in the films that tie them all together and make them so iconic and timeless. Anderson uses the same core actors in most of his films, for example, Bill Murray, Owen Wilson, Willem Dafoe, and the coolest, Waris Alwalia. He plays the Indian hotel concierge, among many other characters. And this recurring lineup almost makes waiting for his next film similar to waiting for your favourite band's next album. It's a format that's uncommon in the film industry, but all this contributes to what we love about his films. They're so familiar, he creates a world that you want to visit more than anything, but it's just not real, unfortunately. But I'm going to try and transport us there over the next hour. How are you doing? Get in touch through any form of media that you wish to get in touch through. How's your week been so far? I'm here to make it a little bit better. I like to describe myself as the Elastoplast of the week, making anything bad go away. So through doing this, we're going to have music from Hank Williams, The Wellingtons, Scott Walker. We're going to have score from Alexandra Desplat, Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo. And of course, we'll still have the usual features. The Charity Shop 7-inch will be selecting a wind-down record, and we'll be selecting an LP for our virtual collection. This week, the letter is K. Get your thinking caps on. Take your Easter bonnet off and put your thinking cap on. So as I said, do get in touch through any format that you wish to do so. And kicking us off on the theme of Wes Anderson's film music is coming from The Wellingtons. This opens the film Fantastic Mr. Fox, The Wellingtons, Davy Crockett here on the Vinyl Revival. Stick around for the hour.
Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free, raised in the woods so's he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear. He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so I heard tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear. When he come home, his politicking was done. Why, the Western March had just begun. So he packed his gear and his trusty gun, and lit out a grinning to follow the sun. Davy, Davy Crockett, leading the pioneer.
You just heard The Wellingtons, Davy Crockett. It's episode 20 of The Vinyl Revival, your host James Shakeshafter. That's still the same. We're only 8 minutes into the show, there's still so much more to come, and the theme is the music, score and soundtrack used in Mr. Wes Anderson's films. And before the start of that record, you heard a 15-second soundbite leading seamlessly into the song. That was composed by Alexandra Desplat, a composer who has worked on near enough all of Wes Anderson's films. And a great example of the level of work, effort and fine-tuning that goes into the soundtracks of his films. And something like that may go unnoticed when you're actually watching the picture, as famously they're so fast-paced, but hopefully this episode of The Vinyl Revival will shine a spotlight on these areas. So you heard the Wellingtons' Davy Crockett, a song about the frontiersman, soldier and politician, aka the King of the Wild Frontier, and that song sets the scene, pace and style instantly of Fantastic Mr. Fox, a perfect choice. Originally a Roald Dahl book, naturally in his productions, he had a clear-cut route of how he wanted to turn this into a screenplay, and he did just that, down to a T. So as I said, these films are fast-paced and often these things go unnoticed, so hopefully I'm going to open your eyes and draw your attention to things that you might have missed in the past. Still plenty of time to get in touch if you wish to do so. So yes, a topic that I regularly discuss on the show is synesthesia, which is the ability to associate pieces of music with colour. And throughout his films, I feel each one's got very definite styles. So obviously, Fantastic Mr. Fox is orange. The Life Aquatic is blue, Grand Budapest Hotel pink, Moonrise Kingdom's green, and the Royal Tenenbaums red. This again is another example of the level of attention each movie gets, and aesthetically, this really does mirror the effects and effort put into the soundtracks. So coming up next, we've got another song that's used in Fantastic Mr. Fox. Don't worry, we'll move on to some more of his films later, but this is just it's the right vibe for the time. And it's actually a song that was used in a scene where they're sat around a campfire, sung by Mr. Jarvis Cocker and written by him. You can see similarities in terms of Wes Anderson and Jarvis Cocker. They're built in quite a similar sense. They've got similar styles. Anyway, yeah, so Wes Anderson got Jarvis Cocker to feature in the film. However light that may be, it's always going to be great, isn't it? So yeah, this is a scene where Jarvis Cocker, an animated cocker, is playing a banjo with some other farmers. They've got some guy blowing the rhythm on a jug, a guy with a double bass, a few other instruments like that knocking about. And it's called Petey's Song, and I'm playing this just to show how beautifully childish a lot of the films that Wes Anderson makes are. I mean, obviously, originally been a children's book. This just fits absolutely perfectly. So, and it's very interesting to get a popular musician to do a song for a film that's as not serious as this. And at the end of this song, it ends quite abruptly because the evil manager of the farm comes up to him and he overhears what he's playing, and Jarvis Cocker says in a sheepish voice, no pun intended, that he was just making it up as he goes along. He is then told that he has played a bad song and gets a fag end thrown at him. So excuse the abrupt end. So in Fantastic Mr. Fox, Episode 20, Vinyl Revival, Wes Anderson theme special, your host James Shakeshaft, this is Jarvis Cocker with Petey's Song.
About a handsome little fox, let me sing you folks a yarn. Hey, diddle-dee-daddle-da, doddle-do-doodle-dum. Was a splendid little fella, full of wit and grace and charm. Say, zippy-zee-zappy-zah-yappy-o-doodle-gum. Well, like any little critter needing vittles for its mittens, well, he stole and he cheated and he lied just to survive. With a doodle-dum, diddle-dee-daddle-dum, doodle-dum,
doodle-dum, diddle-dee-daddle-dum,
zippy-zo, zippy-zay, zippy-zappy, zippy-zee. Let me take a little tick now to colour in the scene, cos the valley lift the yoke's name of Margus, Bunce and Beans. Now these three crazy jackets had a hero on the run, shot the tail off the cuss with a fox shooting gun. But that stylish little fox was as clever as a whip, took as quick as a gopher, that was Happer-rack-a-tave. Now those three farmers sit where there's a hold was once a hill, singing diddle dee daddle da doddle do doodle dum. And as far as I can reckon, they're a sitting up there still, singing zippy zee zappy za yappy yo.
Jarvis Cocker with Petey's Song, sung around the campfire on a Fantastic Mr. Fox. We've had a couple of songs from that film. I think it's now time to move on. So far we've touched on the Grand Budapest Hotel and of course the aforementioned Roald Dahl book. The theme's Wes Anderson. The time is 15:15. We've still got 45 minutes to go. I'm James Shakeshaft, episode 20 of the Vinyl Revival. How are you all doing? Of course, we've still got our charity shop 7-inch coming up, our wind down record, and we're selecting an LP. Everything, every song bar one, is drawn from a Wes Anderson film production. As I said, I think it's just important to shine a light on what a fantastically innovative director the Mr. Wes Anderson is, and that's a fine example of how playful he can be with his films. What a animated song. We're now moving on to look at Moonrise Kingdom, which is a 2012 American film directed by him. There we go, directed by Mr. Wes Anderson, Moonrise Kingdom. Yeah, 2012 it came out in. Described as an eccentric, pubescent love story, I couldn't think of a better description myself. It features newcomers Jared Gilman and Cara Hayward in the film's main roles, and her filming took place in Rhode Island from April until June 29th, 2011. And in terms of surroundings, this film is a breath of fresh air, and unlike a lot of Wes Anderson's fictional worlds, this one is accessible for all. All it takes is a flight and a tent to the secluded islands of Rhode Island. And a common theme throughout his films is to include extremely unlikable characters throughout, but somehow this adds to the attraction of the film. Often you like things that you empathise with characters that you don't like. How does he do it? He's a magician more than a film writer. So this is very much the case in Moonrise Kingdom. The theme of the khaki scouts and all things agricultural lends itself to Anderson's huge landscape shots, capturing all elements of the forest. The first thing I picked up on in the film and that made me like it instantly was the reoccurring appearance of the artist, the greatest country singer of all time, in my opinion, Mr. Hank Williams. He shows, well, he doesn't show face. He joined the 29 Club some time ago, but his songs are heavily featured throughout the production and they fit like a glove. Hank's a musician that grew up going to work with his father on the old logging trains, and there's a great song about that. Unfortunately, that's not what I'm going to be playing for you. But he comes from this background, so he definitely adopted all things agricultural to lend to the film. And this is a song that features in the scene where they first realise that the two children characters have run away. And a gentleman sat in the car, and you can hear this playing over the radio. One of the most haunting violin melodies of all time, but what a brilliant country song. This is Hank Williams with Collider. This is the Vinyl Revival episode 20, Moonrise Kingdom, we're touching on.
Collider was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Collider just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Collider too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine. Poor old Collider, he never got a kiss. Poor old Collider, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Collider, that poor old wooden head. Never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Collider just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid and took her oh so far away, but old Collider stayed. Collider just stands there as lonely as can be, and wishes he was still an old pine tree. Poor old Collider, he never got a kiss. Poor old Collider, he don't. face is red. Elijah, that poor old wooden head.
Hank Williams, you're always welcome on this show. We've played a lot of his records on here, but I'm sure you don't mind too much. That was Kalijah, used in the Wes Anderson film Moonrise Kingdom. 20 past now, we're entering the second third of episode 20 of the Vinyl Revival. Of course, as usual, this will be online for you to listen to whenever you wish to do so. So never fear, I'm always here, through the power of the internet. James Shakeshaft, your host. I've been your host since 2013. Can you believe it's been that long? I feel like I've finally got to get to know you. So, Wes Anderson has a particular love for ya-ya music, it's pronounced, I believe, which is music that came out of France, Italy and Spain in the 1960s, and the style soon went worldwide, and it's just damn right cool. One of the most well-known use of music in any of his films is the scene in Moonrise Kingdom where the lead characters, as I mentioned before, Jared Gilman and Cara Haywood, are awkwardly dancing in nothing but undergarments. A politically incorrect scene soundtracked by Francois Hardy's Le Temps de l'Amour. An absolutely fantastic song that plays on a travel turntable popular amongst the youth of the 1960s. A runaway Cara Haywood is left with nothing but a basket, a wicker basket containing her cat, a travel turntable, a maxi dress and a copy of Francois Hardy's Le Temps de l'Amour. What more do you need to survive? Thank God Jared Gilman had the skills that he adopted from the Scouts. Otherwise, I think they wouldn't have lasted 2 seconds in the wilderness. So many things are surreal about this scene, but back to the music. This is a style popular with Wes Anderson, and unfortunately I've featured Francois' song in a conversation at the moment on the show before, so we're going to have to take another route, but one that's no less disappointing. We're going to play another song that features in one of his films that falls under the ya-ya genre. And it's a song by the singer Brigitte Bardot, and we've not played anything by her on the show before. Why? Because I'm clinically insane. This is Brigitte Bardot, Bonnie and Clyde. After this, we've got our charity shop 7-inch of the week. Don't move an inch.
Vous avez lu l'histoire de Jesse James? Comment il vécu? Il est mort. Ça vous a plu, hein? Vous en demandez encore? Eh bien, écoutez l'histoire de Bonnie and Clyde. Alors voilà, Clyde a une petite amie. Elle est belle et son prénom c'est
Bonnie.
À eux deux, ils forment le gang Barrow. Leur nom,
Bonnie Parker
et Clyde Barrow.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Moi, lorsque j'ai connu Clyde autrefois, c'était un gars loyal, honnête et droit.
Il faut croire que c'est la société qui m'a définitivement abîmé.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Qu'est-ce qu'on n'a pas écrit sur elle et moi?
On prétend que nous tuons de sang-froid.
C'est pas drôle, mais on est bien obligé
de faire taire celui qui se met à gueuler. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Chaque fois qu'un policeman se fait buter,
qu'un garage ou qu'une banque se fait braquer,
pour la police, ça ne fait pas de mystère.
C'est signé
Clyde Barrow,
Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
chaque fois qu'on essaie de se ranger,
de s'installer tranquille dans un meublé.
Dans les trois jours, voilà le tac-tac-tac.
Des mitraillettes qui reviennent à l'attaque. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Un de ces quatre, nous tomberons ensemble. Moi je m'en fous, c'est pour Bonnie que je tremble.
Quelle importance qu'il me fasse la peau. Moi Bonnie je tremble pour Clyde Barrow. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
De toute façon il ne pouvait plus s'en sortir.
La seule solution, c'était mourir.
Mais plus d'un les a suivis en enfer.
Quand sont morts Barrow et Bonnie Parker. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Charity Shop of the Week.
That was Bonnie and Clyde by Bridget Bardell. Play that for Jules Barkin, listening all the way from Spain, Barcelona. He's cracking on with some work. Thanks for tuning in as ever. Jules is the presenter and producer of the Elevator Express that's sorely missed at the moment whilst he's back at home in Spain. Soaking up the rays whilst we're getting hurricane level hailstorms. You're a swine, Jules. You're always a swine. So Wes Anderson theme special, episode 20, The Vinyl Revival. You heard the jingle. It's now time for our Charity Shop 7-inch of the week. This time it's from a band yet to be played on the show, and I've had this one sitting and I've been waiting for the right time to play it, and I can't think any time more suited than now. The reason being that it was used in Wes Anderson's first ever film, Bottle Rocket, released in 1996 when I was 1 year of age. Based on a short film that he made with Luke and Owen Wilson. It was a crime caper focused on a group of young Texans aspiring to achieve major heists. Sounds like a good synopsis. Though it was well reviewed, it performed poorly at the box office, but we're not film critics, we're not even directors, we're here to look at the music. And I know you as well as you know me, and we can say what's good and bad, because there really are only two types of music, and that is good and bad. I think Louis Armstrong said that. But so did I. Now, the band that I'm talking about is the Yardbirds. They are one that never failed to impress. I know the 1960s definitely had a large influence on the design and styling of a lot of his films, and this influence slid through to the soundtracks. This song was released in 1965 on 7-inch record. The B-side was Got to Hurry. It's by the Yardbirds. Came out on Columbia Records. And I can't believe we've not had this song on the show before. Still plenty of time to get in touch after this. We will have a wind-down record, sticking with the theme of Wes Anderson films. We'll finish it off with a classic LP, putting that into our collection. This week's letter is K. I mentioned that at the beginning, I better stop repeating myself. So yes, the 1960s definitely had a massive influence on Wes Anderson's production and also his clothing style, if you've ever seen him. Some of the suits he wears are just fantastic. All pastel shades, heavier textiles. He's a big fan of corduroy, which originated here in Leeds. We can proudly say that. We are the home of corduroy. It's a sturdy material for a sturdy guy. So the theme's Wes Anderson. The time now is 30 minutes past the hour, which means we've got another 30 to go. But for now, living in the moment, the Yardbirds with For Your Love, a song that I've always thought has a little bit too much low end in it, if you know what I mean, for any production students listening. but you be the judge of that. Either way, it's a fantastic number, so stay tuned. The name's James Shakeshaft and the game's Vinyl Revival. Yardbirds, for your love. The show's Vinyl Revival episode 20. You just heard the Yardbirds, For Your Love, our charity shop 7-inch of the week. I'm James Shakeshaft, and it's now time to move swiftly on to our wind down record, famously the most highly anticipated event of Monday evenings, and some say the period of the show where listenership is so high that the website starts sweating. Some say so many people call in sick to work so that they can listen that small independent businesses are going bankrupt. I don't know, I'm not a doctor, I can't prescribe relaxation drugs, but I do have the right to prescribe you the equivalent through the power of song. So like I say, this is a time to step back and look. Look at your life. Are you happy? Yes, fantastic. Are you sad? Yes? Well, I tell you what, make a change, and I'm here for you through that change. Look on the bright side. Again, no pun intended, the clocks have travelled forward 1 hour. 60 minutes. 3,600 seconds. 3,600,000 milliseconds. You get the picture. Meaning that our days are lighter for longer, and that's enough to put the smile on the face of everyone other than bats. So to celebrate as we welcome spring into our pale arms, we'll be doing that by winding down and cleansing ourselves with a song. What is that song, you ask me? I'll play this song for my father, as it's one that he recommended. And he shrewdly observed that Leonard Cohen could sing this down to a T, and I couldn't agree more. But for now, we'll have the original used in Anderson's 2007 film, The Darjeeling Limited. This is Peter Sarstedt with Where Do You Go to My Lovely, released in 1969 on a United Artists Records. It's a fantastic song, some might say cheesy, but used in the film. Can't think of anything more perfect, so it's now time to wind down. Put your feet up and pop that kettle on for one last brew before we finish up shop. Vinyl Revival episode 20, Wes Anderson. As I mentioned, this is a song that was used in his film The Darjeeling Limited. It's time for our wind down.
You talk like Marlene and Idris, and you dance like ZZ Jamer.
Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Oh yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Oh yes, you do. You go to the embassy parties where you talk in Russian and Greek. Oh, and the young men who move in your circle, they hang on every word you speak. Oh yes, they do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Oh, tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. Oh, I've seen all your qualifications that you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting that you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness, it goes on and on. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, when you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juanipan with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs. And when the snow falls, you're found in St. Maurice with the others of the jet set. And you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Oh, tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. Oh, well, you're in between 20 and 30. That's a very desirable age. And your body, well, it's firm and inviting, but you live on a glittering stage. Oh, yes, you do. And your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He said you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. And they say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire. But they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Oh, tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I remember the back streets of Naples and two children were begging in rags, both touched with a burning ambition shake off their lowly born tags. They tried. So you look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar. It's deep inside. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone. And I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head.
What a perfect way to wind down. That was Where Do You Go To My Lovely, Peter Sarstedt, used in The Darjeeling Limited, The Themes Wes Anderson, The Episodes 20, The Show Vinyl Revival with me, James Shakeshaft. We must now swiftly transport onto the final third of the show. but we've still got a nice little bit of content to pass over to you. So we're moving on to my favourite Wes Anderson film now, The Life Aquatic, and the soundtrack to The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou contains a style there that's typical of other Wes Anderson films. Mark Mothersbaugh, a member of Devo, composed the score for the soundtrack, as well as many of Anderson's other films. He actually composed the Rugrats theme song as well. He's mental. I mean, Wes Anderson, if he's going to get anyone to work on his films, musically speaking, it's going to be someone from Devo. Another band we feature quite heavily on the show. They're on my bucket list of bands to see. I'd very much near the top. And I'm actually going down to London over May to work on a video game project I'm very excited about, creating music for a game my cousins have built called Tao, a cooperative puzzle game where teamwork is your only chance of survival. Sounds good to me. More on that to come, but for now, if I can make anything close to what I'm about to play, I'm sure that they'll be happy. And then the little bed you just heard there was Let Me Tell You About My Boat, which was actually composed by Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo, used in, I think, one of the finest scenes ever in a Wes Anderson film, where it's an introduction to the ship. So Life Aquatic is a odd story about a team of marine biologists filming a documentary, and they've got a just marvellously creative ship, and that shows you around each room. It's almost good enough to be a home base advert. And I'm going to play a song now that highlights how surreal Wes Anderson is when he comes to selecting the music used in his film. You already know who it's composed by, the same man that just composed that bed, Martin Mothersbaugh of Devo. And the poster for this is just fantastic. It shows the submarine that features on the boat, with the entire cast at the glass eagerly awaiting the appearance of a jaguar shark. You'll hear more about that after this comical number. It's called Ping Island. And it's just utterly brilliant. I can't... I'm a little bit lost for words because it's hard to find things to say about this song. So instead of biting my tongue any further, I'm just going to play this one for you. This is Ping Island. I'm really testing the boundaries now. I don't know if I can get away with playing this. I'm sure I can. The hopefully this has given you an insight into what life on the boat might be like. It's quite intense, actually. So from the Life Aquatic, this is Ping Island. Film score at its finest, and I mean that absolute finest. In context, it's even better than it is on the radio. And I've just thought of a theme for future shows. Most surreal funeral music. I think that this might fall into that category. Can you imagine? Been sent off to the heavens to this song. It'd be fantastic. What a way to go. It's every bit as surreal as you'd want it to be watching the film Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. One of the most unattractive film titles of all time. And he's very sort of famous for doing that. A lot of his film names aren't appealing, are they? The Royal Tenenbaums. The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. They're all a bit of a mouthful. The Darjeeling Limited. It's like you've got to pass some literary test to be worthy of watching his motion pictures. And, he's got one coming out in a couple of months' time, I think, filming stop for it, actually, called Kiwi. Kiwi All Over Everything. And you've outdone yourself there, Wes. That's one of the worst film titles I've ever heard, but to be honest, I guarantee it'll be a corker in the box office. Ping Island, we're on board the Life Aquatic. We're now going to have another song taken from the film, but I should remind you that there's still 15 minutes to get in touch through any form of media that you wish to do so. You can listen back to the show whenever you'd like on www.audioboom.com. The name's James Shakeshaft, Final Revival's the show, episode 20. And I'll inform you now that I'm not going to be here next week to do a show. We're going to be having a brief sabbatical. But never fear, there's plenty of radio for you to listen to and tune in. You don't just need me, but do come back and I'll let you know for sure. We're now going to have a short but sweet song. One of my favourite types of songs. I like it short and sweet. From the reclusive musician Mr. Scott Walker, who first became famous as a member of the 1960s trio, the Walker Brothers. That's another theme idea for a show that I'm going to do relatively soon. It's going to be brother duos. In this case, it's a trio. Maybe I'll just do sibling bands. There's plenty of them. But we'll get onto that when we cross that bridge. And a documentary about Scott Walker under the same name of this song that was used in Life Aquatic, 30th Century Man, was released in 2006. And it examines his career from briefly popular teen idol to increasingly eccentric solo artist. It's definitely worth a watch. However, we're not watching that. Close your eyes. We're now entering another one of Wes Anderson's weird and wonderful worlds. You don't fully understand them, but you'll give anything to be a part of them. We're going marine, that's right. It's now time to examine the music used in his 2004 film, The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, and perhaps one of my most favourite films that he's produced. The film has the full package. I mean, aesthetically and musically, using a perfect blend of score, soundtrack and covers as well. As well as Portuguese covers of David Bowie songs on a classical guitar recorded in the onboard recording studio. The film also includes music from Devo, Iggy Pop and from Scott Walker, and we're about to hear the Scott Walker song used in it. It's a fantastic song. I don't know if it's just the recording, his voice, or a combination of all things, but this is 30th Century Man on the Vinyl Revival. Not long left now, but I hope you've enjoyed the ride.
See the dwarfs and see the giants, which one would you choose to be? And if you can't get that together, here's the answer, here's the key. You can freeze like a 30th-century man, like a 30th-century man. I'll save my breath and take it with me until 100 years or so. Shame you won't be there to see me.
shaking hands with Charles de Gaulle. Play it cool and saran wrap all you can. Be a 30th century man. You can freeze like a 30th century man. Like a 30th century man.
Scott Walker's 30th Century Man, James Shakeshaft here on the Vine Revival. Only 10 minutes to go. I'm using this as a bed again because it's just beautiful for this late time of night. Let me tell you about my boat. Well, why don't you? And I hope you've enjoyed this theme. It's been quite a different format to usual shows, but you're very accommodating as a crowd, so I appreciate that greatly. Back to normality after this final number closing the theme of Wes Anderson films. We'll be selecting a LP for our classic collection through the assistance of the alphabet. This week's letter is K. So, as mentioned before, I'm going to play one of the many Bowie covers sung in Portuguese by Sir George. A language that really complements both the lyrics and his singing style is Portuguese. Who'd have thought it? As I also mentioned, recorded in the onboard recording studio, primarily used for her recording the narration for the project at the forefront of the film, which is the documentary for the search of the Jaguar shark. Is it real? I'm not going to tell you. Look for yourself. And the cover I've chosen to play is that of Life on Mars from Bowie's album Hunky Dory. It was later released as a single and the B-side being The Man Who Sold the World. The B-side was The Man Who Sold the World. Tony Visconti, with a few members of The Spiders from Mars, are actually performing that on tour at the moment. Might be worth a trip out to see. But this was released in 1971 on RCA. Originally, this is, of course, by Bowie, but we're playing the Sir George cover from the Life Aquatic, ending our theme of Wes Anderson. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, and you can listen back to this online, but don't go anywhere too soon. Because after this, we're putting an LP into our virtual collection, but I thought it was only right to end with one of the most fine examples of Wes Anderson's creative brain when it comes to writing music for one of his films. So this is from the Life Aquatic, Life on Mars.
Quando as coisas do coração não consegue compreender e a mente não faz questão e nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. O infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, eu quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars. Muitas coisas do coração consegue compreender, porque a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. se o futuro assim permitir. Não pretendo viver em vão, meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós, no infinito do céu azul. Pode ter vida em Marte, então vem cá, dá sua língua. Então vem, senão vou querer quem sou. Meu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Meu bem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Oh, oh, oh. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on
That's it then, guys. That there, Sue George's cover of David Bowie's Life on Mars, brings us beautifully to the end of episode 20 of the Vinyl Revival, and I let out a big exhale of air, because I've been wanting to do that for a while. Feels good to get it off my chest. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. My name's been James Shakeshaft. The show's been The Vinyl Revival, the station, Leeds Student Radio. This is going to be available to listen back to online, but before I bid you farewell, of course you know me so well, it's time to put a classic LP into our virtual collection, and linking back to the beginning of the show is it's King of the Wild Frontier. No, it's not Davy Crockett, it's Adam and all of his ants. And if you like what you've heard, tune in again. So this album was released in 1980. It's a bit of a nutcase, it's Adam and the Ants. We've not had him on the show before, but this came out on CBS Records. Somewhat, how do I put this, revolutionary. He looks like Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean on the album cover, but obviously I'm not going to try paint that picture for you, because you're not using your eyes at the moment, you're using your ears. And wrap them around this. I've been James Shakeshaft. This has been episode 20 of the Vinyl Revival. Stay safe. Tatty bye.